Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Got a special version of the Weaponized Woman coming up next with Keita Bussey. And I just got your text. I guess you're ready then, Keita?
I'm ready to roll.
Okay. Keita brings with her an old friend of mine. We have sat on the same places and sucked in some of the same dust. He's a little more enthusiastic about the sucking the dust part than I am, so he's a little tougher than I am. But joining us for the first time in probably a while, from Mean Gene's Leather, we're joined tonight by Gene Higdon. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, hello, Bill. It's been a while.
We talked last week on the phone. I never called him back. Every time Gene and I will talk, he'll be like, well, send me this and send me this and send me this and I'll do this and this and this and this. And then I get too busy and I never send him anything. But I'm going to take you up on it this time.
That's why you don't never get anything.
That's right. But that's okay. Gene also has the distinction of having the coolest vinyl morale patch of anybody out there for his business. I like his the best. I like his the best. But anyway, this is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. So, Gene, normally what happens is I step back and Keita gets to be the interviewer. So that's what I'm going to do now. Keita, if you would, please assume the responsibility.
Yes. All right, Gene, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Keita.
So first of all, I'd love it if you would tell our audience about what it is that you make, what you do for your business.
Okay, well, I make shooter's belts as far as magazine pouches, holsters, gun slings. One of my biggest products is my Hot Tamale coin purse for self-defense and a few other little products.
Do you have a Hot Tamale, Keita?
I do have a hot tamale.
Okay.
Tell us what you're doing with a hot tamale now.
Well, as far as the new version that's coming up soon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I let the cat out of the bag. Ever since day one, I've done it. I use a snap. It's a directional snap. It's probably the most secure system, so that way you don't lose your hot tamale or your coins that you have within it. But there is the aspect there that I like to concentrate as far as with the lady folks. There who, you know, wearing skirts, have small belts or anything such as that, or, you know, even nurses in their outfits there, scrubs, yeah, thank you, everything there to wear, and we're using no belt is available, or very little of, is changing the snaps out to magnets. Everything there. So I've been testing it for the last couple of weeks. Usually an artist is his worst critic, and I think I'm about there to where I'm ready to start hopefully producing here real soon.
Explain what the hot tamale is, just so everybody understands what we're talking about.
Hot tamale is a coin purse, everything there, but yet also, too, resembles a coin sap for less lethal self-defense. With my original hot tamale, in there, I have flown with it through TSA. I've been in courthouses, been everything. One of my biggest customers are law enforcement and people of personal protection details and stuff. So, but also too is the common citizen who basically who cannot carry concealed or basically goes in the so-called safe zones and not allowed to carry.
Right.
Now they have at least another form of self-defense.
A hot tamale will pop a melon with one shot. And it's hitting with a flat, blunt surface. And it also is comes in very handy when you're coming up on parking meters.
Oh, yeah. Or if you've got five granddaughters and grandkids like I do. So.
So this actually came about as a joke. Do you want to tell us about its origin?
Well, basically, is like I'm in North Carolina, gun-friendly state, but yet there are places where you can go visit where firearms are not acceptable. And so sometimes I feel naked. So I know that there was coin steps out there, but I made a version. I got bad hips, and so I don't carry anything in my back pocket. Everything goes in the front pocket. And then with all the change that I got in there, I hate loose change in my front pocket. So I designed mine that it fits on the belt, and that way it's easy to deploy. I made it just for myself. There had no intentions of bringing it as a product, and I made it. And my employee I had at the time kind of laughed at it. And then a few minutes later, Facebook pops up and says, hey, your fans haven't heard from you in a while. You know, you need to say something. And I'm saying, oh, shut up, Facebook. And anyway, I said, what the heck? I went ahead and posted on there. Next thing you know, I had like 800 shares with under 2 hours. Everybody asked.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, people emailing me, texting me, I mean, PMs and everything there is how much and when. Everything there. So,
yes.
Needless to say,
take
I was
my money.
With my. Yes, uh-huh. And, yeah, and the bandits, yeah, we'll give them their money. We'll change their mind on that. They ever get walked with one there. So, you know, it's just like with life, there are certain things there that you don't really think it's going to be a product. Or think of people who don't think much of it, and it turns to be in one of your top sellers.
Right.
Just like in my previous business, there was a product that I made and didn't think nobody would like it, but it's one of the biggest products in the market already. So, needless to say there. But you know, I enjoy making them, and like I said, it's one of my biggest products, and I got several versions of it. The V2, which is less conspicuous. Doesn't look like a, should I say, a sap or a blackjack or anything like that. So it's more squarish. So that way, its looks doesn't give it away. But needless to say,
now,
like I said, it's. Go ahead.
Your main product is actually your leather belt. So you have a quick release buckle and a rigid leather belt with a few different designs. But what I like about your belt for concealed carry is. It passes the public potty test. When you have to go into a public bathroom and you got to drop your pants, that belt is so rigid that your gun isn't flopping all over the place. You can actually still draw from the holster with the belt sitting around your ankles, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I mean, it's rigid. It's just the way that I was, you know, through life. Construction, heavy equipment, everything that I've ever done, I was always taught to overbuild. And so my belts are usually a good quarter inch thick. And they're rigid. And, of course, you know, speaking of the restroom there, I mean, you don't want to drop anything on the soiled floor on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's just the way that that I build them. My personal belt I've been wearing over 5.5, maybe going on 6 years on a daily carry. I carry 2 magazine pouches. Out there, one with a spare mag and a handheld. I carry my hot tamale coin purse, which weighs on the average of 15.4 ounces because I weigh it frequently because customers ask me, how much change can you put in it? Then on my mm-hmm. other side, I wear one of my utility pouches, and I carry a Dark Angel mini IFAC within it.
Okay.
And then my cell phone case, and it's holding up great. And I wear it every day. I wore it to your class.
Hang on there. Hang on right there, if you will, Gene. We're coming up on the break. How do they find Mean Gene Leather?
Website, www.meangeneleather.com.
Simplicity is a beautiful thing. Keita, we'll cover your stuff. When we get back, Keita has like multiple destinations, Gene. It takes a while for her to put it out. A special weaponized woman right here with Keita Bussey and her guest, Gene Higdon from Mean Gene Leather. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And tonight, we end the evening with the weaponized woman, Wakita Bussey. And she has brought with her Mean Gene Higdon. Which, everybody knows Mean Gene Higdon. And while, you know, and I'm just going to point this out. Gene could come out with a bookmark. And everybody that doesn't own any books would go out and buy books so they could have Gene Higdon's bookmark.
And I can tell you what book they should buy, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. I mean, keto could include that with a book that, as a matter of fact, isn't Jean the one that got the original I Like You Better Than Bill book?
She did.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So the circle is complete now. Circle is complete. Please, have at it. Have at it, people.
We have come full circle. Yeah, so Jean makes this awesome belt. I use it for my personal concealed carry. And the one he made for me had a specialized belt buckle that has my logo on it, 180 Firearms Training, right on the quick-release belt buckle. It looks very cool. He also made me some leather Velcro patches that say 180 Firearms Training on them that I give out for prizes during my classes. Very high-quality leather product. Do you want to talk a little about the different styles and things you have going on with the belt, Gene?
We still got Gene?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
About that. Okay, yeah. Start out with the belt that you have, Keto. It's the Victory Aegis belt. Little plug out to Aries Gear because they allowed me to use their Aegis buckle on that there. And, of course, they make the nylon type. I make the leather on that. So, but like I said, I use stiffer leathers, two layers laminated along with a core on the inside and sew it with 277 thread, same type of thread that sewn saddles together. I used to be a saddle maker there on that top there. And
awesome.
So, it's an infinite adjustment, belt up to a certain, you know, range there on that. And then I make also to the regular traditional shooter's belt. It's just regular tongue buckle. Belt on that. Construction is very the same on that other than the buckle. And then I make a free flight belt. It's a Velcro belt. No buckle. Especially I make one there for the ladies because ladies have either wear on the waist or wear on the hips. I just need two measurements and I can make a belt that will fit that, you know, to fit the trousers, jeans that they wear on that and be able to carry their concealed weapons. And then
now
I make
that belt. So people understand, the belt he's talking about has an inner and an outer Velcro. You have your inner belt that you put on, and the outer has Velcro that sticks to the inner. Is that correct?
Incorrect. I don't make the inner
incorrect.
Belt,
but okay, any, please correct me.
Incorrect. Yeah, but any belt that that I make is if you do want to use it as an outer belt, I can sew hook or loop on the interior if you wish on that. So. So that way you can turn it into an inner outer belt. I just don't make inner belts. Now, I make a reversible
gotcha.
Belt.
Okay.
The rib belt, it's actually, you can reverse it. It's like the free flight belt, but so you can actually, let's say a law enforcement officer or you're somewhere out there on the range, you got your outer belt, you can strip your belt off, flip it over, and you have loop Velcro exposed. And then, okay, I'm through with it. I want to put it away. I can strip the belt off. I can turn it over. Now I got leather exposed. So now I can go out to lunch, dinner, you know, or entertain and or go back to work on that there. So that's my rib. And then I make the barbarian belt. It's basically two layers of leather with a nylon core with a cobra buckle on it.
Okay.
So those are several styles of the belts that I make.
Okay. Now, you've taken a lot of tactical training in your past, and your experience is more real-world type shooting and tactical type shooting. Can you tell me about your history with shooting and training and what you've done in the past?
Okay, well, with my past business there, it gave me the opportunity to take classes with a huge amount of instructors and everything there, and almost 70 to be close to the number.
Wow.
With 58 certifications. Am I an expert? No. Anybody claims to be an expert, I'm running from the hills. I mean, I look this way. You're a student every day. An instructor is a student every day. Everything there. So, but, you know, with going to these classes, you know, I'm able, not only do I learn and you know, train and learn myself, but I got another cap that I wear that I study the student. You know, for research and development, what can I do to make a product that makes that shooter more proficient? Okay. And so that's where I relate to a lot of my success and observing the student.
Yeah, you're very hands-on about your research and development for your product, and taking classes is a great way to do that.
Oh, yes. I mean, and I admit, there's a lot of those classes I took where handgun one multiple times, and carbine one and two multiple times. I mean, even when you get into the advanced, every once in a while, I'll go back to the basics, everything there. You just don't take anything for granted out there. So, but yes, it was quite the experience. I really enjoyed it.
1 year, we both were at the same airsoft event. Which, to understand that, Keita, what you got to understand is most of the airsoft people are kids. Well, we tried to chase them. I was there to film it. I wasn't there to actually participate. Gene was there to participate. And, you know, well, I'm glad Gene was the one participating because there was no way I could keep up with him. I tried to chase one kid that had a fake leg, and I couldn't keep up with him.
That was in South Carolina, correct?
Yep, in Barnwell.
Over at the GTI with American Mill Sims.
Yep, we were. Gene and I ended up sitting right next to his gigantic RV, which you're familiar with, and everybody else was running around like children, and we were sitting there letting our knees say, that's all they would say to us. We're headed into... Heading into the next break, if you will, Keita, first of all, give out your information.
Yes, you can find me at 180 Firearm Training on both Facebook and Instagram. If you would like to set up a class in your area or order a copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And Mr. Higdon, if you would be so kind.
Well, once again, meangeneleather.com and Instagram and Facebook is Mean Gene Leather. And get Keita's book. It's very interesting. Maybe she'll sign it. She likes you better than Bill, too.
She says that all the time anyway. Last time Gene and I saw each other was at Keita's class in Columbia, South Carolina. So Gene was running around there doing that, too. But Gene's a bionic man now, so he has the edge. But he's always had the edge.
I'm just as crippled as you are, Bill. So
a little more stubborn, perhaps. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. New details are coming to light regarding a shooting that took place earlier this week in Denver, Colorado.
A Denver police spokesman said the writings are part of the investigation into what led 47-year-old Lyndon James McLeod to carry out the Monday shootings. Authorities believe McLeod wrote fictional books self-published online that named some of his real-life victims and described similar attacks. Police say McLeod knew most of the people he shot through business or personal relationships, and they're still investigating the motive. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NFL is going to observe a moment of silence before Sunday's game to honor the passing of John Madden. He was a Super Bowl-winning head coach for the Oakland Raiders in 1997 and became one of the most popular broadcasters in league history after coaching. Madden's name is also used as the title of the NFL's video game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Weaponized woman with the key to Bussy is in place, and we're talking to Gene Higdon from Mean Gene Leather. Key to take it away.
Yeah, so I put on various styles of classes, but the particular class that you took, Gene, was a USPSA style sports class, and it was on movement. So what was it, coming from the tactical side of the house, that made you decide you wanted to take this particular class?
Well, mainly as I'm technically disabled. I got patty ups, vascular closes, both femur hips, and I've had fusion L5-S1, and of course I've got broken arm wrist since the teens. But going to all the other classes I've had, I hit training hard, and not to say that I hurt going into the class, but I tell you, I hurt a lot more coming out. And so that movement class, talking with you prior to there, and as far as the help of me getting from point A to point B in a faster amount of time and a lot less stress on my body. And I admit there, you know, doing that class with you and everything there, when I walked away, I didn't feel the pain that I normally usually encounter on that. So so it was a success story on that. So I'm really glad I took that class, and I can't wait to get to another one.
So most of you know that before I was a shooting instructor, I was an RN, and I helped people learn how to move their bodies efficiently after surgeries so they wouldn't re-injure themselves, and teach proper body mechanics so you can, one, move more efficiently, two, help prevent injury, and three, if you already have an injury, help prevent the pain that is sort of inevitable, or at least minimize it and make it more manageable if it's something that you're going to have to do anyway. So I do get feedback from a lot of my students who have a history of hip injuries, knee injuries, ankle injuries, shoulder injuries, whatever it may be, back pain. They all come out of the class saying, I feel so much better after taking this class, which is really physically intensive. It's an intense class. And they say they feel much better than after taking other classes just because they are coached along the way. Hey, make sure you're rotating your hips this way. Make sure you're using that front to back instead of side to side. So at the end of it, yes, you're still going to have some pain, but it makes it much more manageable. So that's what I'm hearing you describe, is that it was much more manageable after that 2 days?
Oh, yes. I mean, it just basically is, other classes, you just react like a bull in a china closet. But just basically my approach, getting started, everything that pressure that's on my hips and pivoting and getting my body aligned and in a much better way, everything there. And also, too, coming to a stop. I mean, nothing hurts me worse is when I come to a stop and both of my hips are collapsed. They need to be replaced on that there. And so, but it was just that the comfort zone was a lot much better after some lessons from you there.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Even if you don't have injuries, if you're not moving properly, then you're going to have energy leaks. And over time, you will create injuries by moving inefficiently. So even if you don't have injuries, it's really important to learn these things and apply them to your shooting, whether it be tactical, real life, or sports. No matter what it is, your body's going to be moving, and you need how to learn how to move efficiently. So I was really impressed with you, Dean, how you came into the class and you really gave it 100%. Like, I think you put more effort into the class than people a third of your age taking the same class.
Well, as I tell everybody there, and I better watch my language there, but, it is that when I go and train, it's just like in real life, the bad guy don't give up, what I'm going to say on out there. And there's no second chances in situations. So you got to give it your all. And that's the way I train. And it's just like playing football. It's in there. It's, football is you huddle up and you go make that play and then you huddle up again. So you give it your all.
Right.
And that's the way I train. I mean, I've been known to throw myself down on the ground. I mean, Superman it, down to, to go into prone or into, any position. Supine, just anything there. Is I throw my body down out there is because you may not get that second chance. And so, but you know what? You're going to get hurt. You're going to feel the pain. It's just a matter of how much of that pain is going to be, how tense that pain is going to be. But you know what? Just get it over with. That's the way I train out there. And then sometimes I don't do my body good, sometimes doing that. But how's he going to train if you don't make it realistic as possible?
Now, I don't know if you've gotten to the section in my book on going prone, but I have a section on going prone for people with injuries, for the average person, and for the super athlete. So I approach it from all different perspectives. If you've had hip or knee replacements or a back injury, things like that, you're not going to be able to just fly down into the prone position without some serious repercussions afterward. So I do take you step by step through ways to go prone efficiently for those injuries. So make sure you take a look at that. You might get something out of that.
That's a great book and everything there. And, every chance I do get a chance to read, I do read on that. But, with my company there is, I'm pretty darn busy, just about any time I do there. But yes, it is, it's a great book there. As I need to get your second book out there. Just haven't gotten to it yet.
Not out yet. I'm still working on it. It's in the editing process.
Okay.
So the book is written. It's just in editing right now.
Okie dokie. And, of course, I'll get another autograph on that one, too, huh?
And it'll say, I like Bill better than Mean Gene Leather.
Fair. Why would you do that?
Hey, we got to spread the love there, Bill. Spread the love.
I think you did. Did you show me that at SHOT Show last year?
Yeah.
Or in 2020? Is that when I got to see that signature?
2019.
Gene comes walking right up. Bill, I got Keita's book. Look at here. Look at how she signed it. She autographed my copy, Bill. Look at here. Oh, I like you better than Bill, Keita Bussey.
I still haven't forgiven you the first time you got me on the radio, Bill.
Say what?
I said, I still haven't forgiven you for the first time you got me on the radio.
Well, I mean, Gene was probably, and I don't know if you know this or not, Keita, but when I started this whole Lock and Load, and I actually got into the part of trying to find sponsors, Gene was my first sponsor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, you know, Gene and I, we have that banter back and forth where, sometimes it's fun. It's hard to maintain the craft. Let me just put it that way. Gene, before we go to break, if you would, please give out the website, how to find you.
Okay, it's meangeneleather.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Mean Gene Leather.
The best gun belts out there. If you don't have to have an inner belt, you don't have to have a belt system, just a Mean Gene belt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this segment has been The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest has been Gene Higdon from Mean Gene Leather. And Keita, I didn't have time to let you give out your website in the last go round, so you please do that and then take it away.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. So with that class that Gene took, Bill, you also took that class.
Well, I watched it, and I filmed
it. You did a little bit.
Yeah, I moved around a little bit, but I didn't shoot any guns or anything. I was too busy trying to fit. Oh, absolutely, I did. I watching you move was quite interesting, just because of of your pivots and the way you set things up, and you have this sort of an explosive, springy stance while moving, but then. At certain times, like if you're pivoting, you'll go ahead and allow your legs to straighten. It's quite interesting to watch somebody that's actually taken the time to do a thorough, what will we call it, a kinesiological breakdown on how you're going to move and what you're going to do.
Yeah, and it was really cool watching Gene do that. Gene, do you remember how many seconds you took off your course of fire? It was a lot.
Oh, I can't remember on that one. I'll have to rely on you.
So the course of fire was around 24 rounds or so. Not enormous, but I think you took around like 8 to 10 seconds off after you started moving efficiently.
Yeah, that too, and also too, is I wasn't used to that type of shooting. You know,
right. You had a lot to learn as far as the weird rules.
Yes, and everything. It was quite strange on that, needless to say, but I tell you what, it was interesting on that. So, there was an improvement. I just can't remember how many seconds it was. But also, too, is like you said, it's just basically putting more spring in my feet, getting into point A to point B. And also, too, is studying that course as far as, and you know, what you can do and can't do, but I think the biggest part of it is the motion that allowed me to is to accelerate, and also too is, you know, if I could be able to kind of shoot on the move while walking, getting my stride down, and be more proficient rather than bobbing all over the place.
Right.
Wasn't it like 11 seconds?
I remember it was a lot. I don't remember exactly how much.
I don't know why, but 11 seconds is sticking out in my head.
It was a lot, which is really significant. If you consider moving about, I don't know, 10 feet and shooting 24 rounds, 11 seconds is huge. And it's not like you came out of the gate pussyfooting around. I mean, you came out at 100%. It was just all the technical stuff we worked on from there.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it was pretty warm there too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was there. So, so it was. Like I said, it was a lot to learn on up there. But I was paying more close as far as what you were teaching me with the movement, as far as for
right.
Accuracy. I mean, because I knew how I could shoot. I know how I shoot and stuff there. But after I got that flow down to where I was, like I said, bebopping all over the place. In there, then I was able, to get my sight picture and get everything down and make even more accurate shots. I think I was able to.
People don't realize how much movement affects your accuracy. If you're not shock absorbing your sights, they're bouncing around, and it either delays your shooting or makes the shooting more difficult. So it really does help with accuracy.
Mm-hmm. So then. And, of course, poor Rick, who came along with me.
He was just sending me a message. He was just sending me a message wanting a live link, and I said, I'm going to send you the podcast link because the show's almost over. But,
He was also way out of his comfort zone coming from the tactical side. But the thing about this class is I'm taking about 4 days' worth of knowledge and compressing it into a two-day class, it's a lot to learn.
And plus, the other added pressure was there is that we had some state champions or high guys. That was in that that type of shooting, not too there. So that was a little bit of more peer pressure on us as well.
I do typically train a lot of the state champions and area champions and things like that. And when you have them in your class, it does bring a little bit of extra pressure, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you can put a spin on it.
I welcome it there. So, like I said, it was a lot to learn. I mean, especially learning that type of shooting, trying to understand the course that was going through there. To me, it was a little bit intimidating in a way, but I soon got over that there and then realized what I was there for. And that was for the movement mm-hmm. of that. And,
right.
Once I started getting that movement there, and then, of course, as you did some walkthroughs and doing some, to study how we're going to move it, and then you offered quite a bit of examples out there that we could look at, and as well as some of the other classmates there is picking up on them from what they've had experience with you, as your students were. So So, you just don't listen, sometimes listen to the instructor, but listen to the students who've taken the class.
A lot of my students they're repeat offenders. They take my class more than once.
That shows, a sign of confidence on that there as far as how well the instructor is when the students are jumping right in there too and helping the instructor right along out there. But like I said, usually when I've gone to tactical training class, like I said, I got bad hips. And if you ever had your hip collapse during the class, I have to bail out and without interrupting mm-hmm. the rest of the class. I had to walk out, and a pulverized piece of bone, and I had to powder it inside my joint so that way I can get the pain away and everything there. And usually that happens at every class that I go. And I let all the instructors know that I got bad hips. And a lot of these instructors are friends of mine. They understand. But this class, it didn't happen. And that's what was so unique about it there, and still putting all that you got into it there. But yet, you walk in, and I'm expecting, when is that hip going to collapse? When is that chip of bone going to get in between my joint, and start, piercing and cutting? And it wasn't there. And that was a relief. And so that there, what I have learned is what I take into the next classes that I go into. And that's why I'd like to get into another class with you on up there to even, learn more on that, and push my goals a little bit faster.
Well, exactly. I mean, you were a novice to movement, to efficient movement. So even just hitting the tip of the iceberg and learning all this stuff for the first time, you still saw that big of a difference. And it's not habit for you yet. You were still just first learning it and still saw a difference. So just imagine if you made it a daily practice.
Before we run out of time, if I may. Okay, because we got about a minute here. Keita, for the past year, you have collaborated with me on a very regular basis, and I want to thank you for that. You have brought a wide variety of guests. You are evolving. We may actually turn you into a broadcaster at some point. Don't get the big head just yet. You still have a ways to go.
And, co-host?
Well, that's what she's been doing today. She's been host. So, thank you very much.
Good morning.
And Gene, it's great to have you back on the show. I wish you wouldn't be such a stranger. He'll tell me he doesn't like to talk, and then he'll talk for about 2 days. He got a lot to say, a book of knowledge. So thank you for joining me tonight, guys.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Merry Christmas to both of you. To everybody out there, back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Merry Christmas. This has been Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.